This is WSKG News. Leaders and residents of Broome County are clashing over a number. It's an important number, how many Broome residents have died this year from drug overdoses. There is also disagreement over when that count should be released. WSKG's Brett Jaspers reports.
Brenda Vanderpool's son is addicted to heroin. She says the drug nearly killed him twice. The Binghamton resident says she also lost a friend in town this week to synthetic marijuana. Leaving a rally for Overdose Awareness Day on Wednesday, Vanderpool was clear about why she wants to know how many people have died from drug overdoses.
So we know how bad it really is out here. This is not a joke. This is awareness. This is what is happening to our community.
Broome County District Attorney Steve Cornwell did his own research into overdose deaths. Last week, he said 53 people had died from overdoses so far this year. He also thinks awareness is why we need immediate data.
The county needs to know where we stand. The public needs to know where we stand. You can't solve a problem if you don't understand the problem. You have to develop a solution, and it's based on the numbers.
In less than a week, Cornwell's number grew to 58 people dead, the vast majority from opioids. The county health department has a much different tally, citing 11 opioid-related deaths through July 21st. D.A. Cornwell says he relied on county coroners for information. Broome Medical Director Dr. Christopher Ryan uses death certificates from localities to tally his numbers. Ryan excludes pending cases and cases that have a vague cause of death, like cardiopulmonary arrest. Those are cases that could very well involve opioids, but without more information, they play it safe. Ryan told WSKG in July, there's always a trade-off between accuracy and timeliness in disease reporting. New York State is the final arbiter because its numbers have gone through the most thorough analysis.
That process takes a long time. They're very careful. They're very thorough about it. And we will get those data files back from Albany 18 to 24 months after the year in question.
18 to 24 months is certainly different from Cornwell's up-to-the-minute announcements. Weekly numbers like Cornwell's don't allow time for blood tests in what might be a complicated death. Cornwell defended his process last week.
It's confirmed in many ways. It's just not confirmed by toxicology reports in every case. And again, you don't need a toxicology report to confirm an overdose death when all the circumstances surrounding the death indicate to an overdose death.
At the same time, Broome Public Health Director Sean Britton stands by the county's method. Here he is in July.
We go by the body of public health practice and knowledge, and we look to the scientific literature for what we should be doing. And sometimes that goes contrary to popular sentiment.
Britton and Ryan also raised privacy concerns for the families of overdose victims. Ryan also said an apparent spike might instead just be random. And he said public health research shows no clear benefit to having immediate numbers. On the other hand, advocates want the quick numbers to alert people to a potentially dangerous drug batch. They say it would warn addicts to not use alone or to start with smaller test hits. But there's also a risk to these alerts. New York's Department of Health says some users would be attracted to a super strong batch. And the state doesn't want to suggest some strains of heroin are safe by cautioning against one in particular. Goha Lee is an epidemiologist at Columbia University who's written about injuries caused by drugs and alcohol. He says the solution is somewhere in the middle.
You don't want to experience too much delay, so you do need some quality control measure in place. So how to come up with a compromise, I think, is the challenge.
And a compromise may be coming. The state health department says due to a new law, it expects to give counties a quarterly report this year on opioid deaths. But many are calling the opioid epidemic a true emergency and say getting good data can't wait. All agree that one death is too many. Brenda Vanderpool's son has so far escaped that fate, but she's clearly worried. Overdose Awareness Day seemed to leave her at least a little optimistic.
I think the community's coming together, and we're going to try to stop this epidemic and help our kids.
Kids like her son, who she wants to keep from being counted as an opioid-related death. Brett Jaspers, WSKG News.